Dictation for Mary Cole, C-O-L-E, Dr. Fuente, July 14, 36, addresses a letter to Laurels of Carson City, 584-6199. Dr. Mohammad, M-O-H-A-M-A-D, Labobaidi, L-A, B as in boy, A, B as in boy, I-D-I. Dear Dr. Labobidi, consultation for Mrs. Cole, a resident of your facility since October 2021, almost 2 years, comes accompanied with daughter who has the power of attorney among all brothers and sisters. Her name March, March, M-A-R-C-E. They are aware of kidney problems for a number of years. They have not been aware of kidney problems a number of years. Previously, she was following with Dr. Ruth, R-U-T-H, and eventually Dr. Craig, C-R-A-I-G, White, W-H-I-T-E. She has dementia. Weight, appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine. She wears padding for incontinent of urine, stable edema, supposed to be doing salt restriction. Progressive renal failure, was admitted locally at Carson City Hospital. Medications were adjusted, was taking Celebrex, Avaprolexis, all of these discontinued. They believe edema appears worse despite doing salt restriction. She's not been complaining of chest pain or palpitations. There has been no recent falls. There is decent activity, not at rest. No purulent material hemoptysis. No oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine. No gross orthopnea PND. She has a chronic back pain for many years. She's able to walk with a walker short distances, like going to the cafeteria. The last fall a year ago, without loss of consciousness and focal deficits, denies skin rash or bruises, denies bleeding nose gums, denies fever headaches. Next paragraph, her past medical history. For osteoarthritis, cholesterol, diabetes, hypertension, hypothyroidism on replacement, they are not aware of any history of heart problems, no heart attack or procedures. They are not aware of congestive heart failure, TIS, stroke, peripheral vascular disease, no gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, no kidney stones. There has been prior UTI, but not recent past. According to records, there is problems of unsteadiness, dementia, depression, prior coronavirus, but no respiratory failure, history of glaucoma, next paragraph, surgeries including tubal ligation, bilateral lens implant, procedure for bilateral glaucoma, record shows appendix, gallbladder, daughter is not aware of that. Next paragraph, side effects to Actos. Next paragraph, pressing medications. Lipitor, vitamin D, Celexa, Jardiance, insulin Lentas and Lispro, thyroid replacement, low dose of prednisone, off Lasix, Avapro, and Celebrex. Next paragraph, prior smoker, beginning age 30, a pack per day, probably for 20 years. Occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, family history, diabetes, blood clots, but no kidney disease. She is one of four, she is one of five brothers and sisters. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight not available because of unsteadiness, but she looks overweight. No respiratory distress, follows commands, but most of the information obtained from doctor. Blood pressure 140/78 on the right, 142/80 on the left. Oxygenation on room air at 93%, normal pulse 76. Normal eye movements. The few words she's talking without expressive aphasia, dysarthria. I don't see tremors or rigidity. Lungs appears distant clear. No gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap. Obesity of the abdomen without gross ascites, masses or tenderness. Some varicose veins on the abdomen. Edema appears 3 plus all the way to the lower chest and anasarca. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Creatinine as high as 3 by changing medications. July down to 1.85. And now August 1.90 for a GFR of 25 at stage 4. Normal calcium phosphorus, no gross anemia. Normal sodium potassium, upper normal bicarbonate. Prior urine sample, no protein, no blood, although there was large amount of glucose from the Jardiance. Prior liver function test not elevated. At that time there was reactive low albumin. TSH was normal. Over time, October last year, creatinine 1.59, March 2022, 1.69, October 2021, 1.54, representing a GFR at that time around 30. Next paragraph, assessment plan. Recent acute and chronic renal failure. Plan creatinine representing a GFR around 40, stage 3. Evidence of volume overload. No proteinuria for syndrome. Failed attempt of kidney ultrasound because of body size of the patient. Echocardiogram should be done. I believe there is a component of CHF. Restart diuretics, 40 milligrams in a daily basis. Monitor chemistries. Monitor pro-BNP, the importance of salt fluid restriction. According to daughter, baseline mental status from vascular dementia, excuse me, for Alzheimer's dementia. They don't see, she will not see mother doing any dialysis or invasive procedures. She already is a do not resuscitate, but she's willing to do chemistries in a regular basis so we can find if there is any potential reversible abnormalities. For the time being, avoid Celebrex and avoid Avapro. Urine shows no activity for blood or protein to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. The presence of glucose in relation to Jardiance. All issues discussed with the patient and daughter. We will follow with you over time. End of dictation.